Meditation 48 reads, as an entrepreneur, I accept rejection as part of my destiny. As an entrepreneur, I accept rejection as part of my destiny. No one likes rejection. But successful entrepreneurs have learned to live with it. Just like there is no day if there is no night, there is no joy in winning if there is no pain in rejection. Rejection gives us the all-important relativity of our entrepreneurial journey. Think about the thought experiment of building the perfect product and going out and every single person you approach with your perfect product purchases. It might be exciting for one day, maybe two, perhaps even a month. But at some point, really, really soon, it becomes boring, unchallenging, tasteless. Rejection is philosophical in that it creates the struggle that creates the joy, the pleasure of winning. There is the famous story of Colonel Saunders, who went to 99 investors before the one said yes. 99 rejections for one success. Can you imagine how sweet that success felt for Colonel Saunders? There is a deeper positive consequence to rejection. Rejection keeps us humble. Rejection keeps us hungry. But most importantly, rejection removes all complacency from our being. There is something about being rejected that provokes the "I will show you" signal in your mind. I recently watched a documentary on Netflix about Bill Gates, and one of the most astounding things that I learned was that Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, at one point in time the richest man in the world, sends emails to people asking for meetings and gets ignored or rejected. Bill Gates, with all his wealth, his power, his celebrity, at this stage in his life, is still getting rejected. So how is it that you expect not to be rejected? Just like you cannot expect to ride a bike without scraping your knees, you cannot expect to become a successful entrepreneur without experiencing rejection. As an entrepreneur, I accept rejection as part of my destiny.